I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Looks like everyone is here tonight. Next item on our agenda is citizen input. Citizen input is on our agenda for those of you who are out here that would like to speak about something or talk about something that isn't on our agenda, that however is the business of the council. Thank you. Item number one, approval of our agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve our agenda. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number two, approval of our consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve our consent agenda. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number three, renewal interlocal agreement with Adams County Fire District number 5, use of water truck tender.
Good evening. Last year, 2008, we entered into an interlocal agreement, an annual interlocal agreement with Adams County Fire District 5 for the use of a water tender truck that they no longer necessarily needed, but we as Public Works could use for cleaning streets and such, whatever we could see fit to do so. We entered into that agreement, and this year when it come around again, after talking with the chief, he thought that this should be more of an ongoing agreement instead of renewing it every year. And we agreed it was easy enough that we still needed the truck and could do so. So we changed the language in the agreement a little bit just to say that it automatically renews annually unless either party gives a 30-day written notice that we no longer want to be a part of that agreement. In looking through there, one of the original intents of this agreement was to be that the fire department would be able to use this truck at any point in time. They were given keys. We've agreed the truck is kept plugged in, full of water at all times if they could use it, and they have taken it before. That was also not in the interlocal agreement, so it was added in number 3.3 term. We added that language in there just to cover it, so it is in the agreement now. And so we come before council tonight to renew this agreement with the new language. Is there any questions on this one?
Looks like it's a pretty user-friendly agreement with
yes.
Going both ways.
Yes, definitely.
That's good.
So evidently there's no dollar amount involved in this?
No. We maintain the vehicle while it's in our possession. If they come and they have to take the vehicle and use it for an extended period of time, they will put the fuel in it. If they blow the tires out, they will put the tires on it. But the general maintenance belongs to the city, Public Works, out of our annual equipment maintenance budget.
Does the city find it useful at all? Are we using it?
Definitely. We've used it multiple times. There's been times in some areas where there's gravel spills or something like that, or a big spill on the street, we will wash it down first and then go out with a sweeper, and it does a lot better job. Mm.
That's a good agreement where there's not a dollar amount. All we have to do is maintain the vehicle.
Correct.
And I think it's a win-win for everybody. So you need a motion to
approve the agreement.
Approve this agreement as presented?
Yes.
I so move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the interlocal agreement with Adams County Fire District number 5 for the use of the water tender. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item number four, annual crack seal. Jake?
Every year we go out to, we go out and evaluate the roads, ones that have cracks that can be sealed up and help them try to maintain themselves a little bit longer. This is an annual maintenance agreement with BCV. What we've done in the past is checked prices every year with different companies, and we've consistently almost been about half with BCV. And so now we've backed up to every other year checking prices just to see if they're still in check. They've actually come down in price as opposed to last year. And so we still think we're getting a good deal with them on the annual maintenance of the streets. The first ones we do are the curb and gutters of the new streets that are paved during overlays. And then the remaining dollars, we go and pick a street that is still salvageable that a crack seal would help it along a little further. And this year, we're looking at $25,000 for this agreement. We have $30,000 budgeted, but we use a portion of that budget for doing different crack seals ourselves as Public Works. And so what we're asking tonight is that we approve this annual agreement for maintenance with BCV. Do we have any questions on this one?
I'd accept the motion to accept the agreement with BCV as presented.
I'll make that motion to accept the agreement with BCV.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Same sign?
Thank you.
I thought I'd get a question out of you anyway. This is right up your alley.
Yeah. Gotta be done.
Item number five, fiber optics agreement with Saddle Mountain Wireless. I'd like to start with Jim Whittaker to explain the legal process and agreement conditions.
Yes, Mayor, this is a service which the city can obtain from anyone who provides the service. The city is not required to bid services as you are purchases, and Saddle Mountain Wireless, I believe, is available to provide through this arrangement actual hardwire fiber optic connections to City Hall, and this would be a big benefit, especially to the police department. But the means by which you're proposing to acquire the hardwire fiber optic connection is through the joint use agreement and the shared cost of extension, which you're permitted to do. And you are receiving consideration for the, I guess it's a closet, essentially, that's being provided to Saddle Mountain for them to carry on with their portion of the fiber optic to do what they wish to do, so that they are not being gifted anything, that there is consideration that passes both ways, and I understood there would be actually be a small savings to the city out of this process.
Stan, would you explain the technical benefits of the agreement?
Well, on the technical side, the number one is, Mr. Whittaker indicated, that the police department's the primary beneficiary of having the fiber optics. That was our initial goal of getting fiber optics, was to provide a faster, more reliable service for the police department's access into the state databases and their connections with the sheriff's department. And that is just about ready to be put into place right now. The agreement, as it shows on the very last page, Mike Bailey put together some numbers. Currently, we're paying about $233 a month from the police department for the agreement for the services provided by the county, which include the T1 line and some equipment, to connect us to Ritzville. That connection has been problematic, and the multiplexer, I don't want to try to get too complex, but that splits the signal between the voice for the scan lines and then from the data communications back and forth, has been failing. We've lost, probably about 5 months ago or so, we lost the ability to use the scan line. So we're having to pay long distance charges for the absence of that. When the fiber optics come in, a new multiplexer would be put into place. The old one is not serviceable. It's antique. It's you can't buy parts for it. Nobody knows how to service it. So that's our primary goal. The side benefit, the cost then for us would be the $5,800 to bring the line in off from 7th into the City Hall building. Saddle Mountain approached us because we already have an agreement with them. They said if we would allow them to bring that fiber optics in, we could share that cost. They would provide us with a higher speed, more reliable internet connection as well, which is certainly a benefit to us and would open doors for other services, such as video conferencing and such. And then we also, as part of this, we are proposing that we put in a line from City Hall to the Public Works, which will allow them to tie into our network for sharing of files, accounting information. And again, we have had difficulty with a T1 line that we have going down to them, and this would give us faster, more reliable service with a total, was it $76, $76.89 estimated savings overall from what we're paying out now.
Any questions for Stan or Mr. Whitaker?
Yeah, I do. Looking on the back, and I believe questions of T1 lines come up. The question will be brought to us. I see we're still going to retain a T1 line.
The T1 lines, that's for our telephone service. I am looking into the possibility of bringing in those phone line, the phone line capability, the phone service capability, but we have the remainder of a 3-year contract with Quest, so we won't be able to make any changes for, I believe, it's about another year and a half, almost 2 years. So that's the reason that we didn't address it, but I am looking into that for the future of how we can use that as an additional savings for the city.
See, that just fascinates me, as to learn that our phone system, because we have multiple extensions and probably multiple lines, costs $572 when my phone at home costs $25. I mean, when we talk about excess in government, I mean, how can that be? Why don't we just have a regular line? Or we could have 10 regular lines and still be cheaper than this.
I wish I had the answer to that. I wasn't here when that phone system was put in. But we have multiple lines and trunking. We have direct inward dialing, which has a fee attached to that for each of those lines. We have separate fax lines. We have separate lines for the police department, for a couple of their lines that have to be dedicated off of the digital network. I look at those phone bills from Quest and I go, what? They aren't exactly user friendly.
It just seems like business and government billing is always higher. I noticed that down with the shop. A residential would be $25, but commercial would be $50 for a line. Mm-hmm. It just seems like it's about the same way with the internet service. It costs a lot more for business or for government.
So this fiber to City Hall and Public Works, $300. So that'll be there forever. That's a monthly charge.
That is a monthly charge, yes.
And the fiber optics company.
Right. That's leasing the line that's between here and there.
So, but getting the fiber line will have nothing to do with our phone system, because we'll have to be paying both.
That is correct. The $500 that we will drop the Public Works line. The T1 line, and it doesn't show the T1 line for the police department because that's paid for by the county and we just pay them after the fact for services.
And this includes tying Public Works into City Hall?
That is correct. Now, I believe at the workshop I mentioned that we had to purchase some electronics to light up the fiber. I have found out since that the price now includes that, so we will not have any expense for the electronic gear that energizes it from either side.
Saddle Mountain and Millis sharing the cost of bringing it in.
Yes.
For the use of them, actually using the facility too.
Correct.
Have we got any time limits on this, a year or two contract, or is it just what's its maintenance indefinite until Saddle Mountain says?
I don't believe that we did have a time limit on there.
You just have to give notice that you want out.
Right.
But the reality, and Stan can correct me if I'm wrong about this, is the reality is once you're on the fiber, I mean, trust me, you're not going to get off. I mean, we couldn't run our office anymore.
You're not going to want to.
I have no problem with that. Fiber's great. Mm-hmm. But my question is because they are running a business.
Right, and they could, but as I understand it, they could go out of business and we would still be able to arrange for the fiber access.
Well, certainly. Potentially they could go out of business. As far as the wind side of this agreement, the internet access that they are purchasing is in the excess of $800 per month that will be coming into our building. Certainly we aren't going to use up all of that bandwidth. We don't have that many users. But it will not be limited to us unless we abuse it. If we were to lose Saddle Mountain, for example, even under the current agreement, the services that they are providing for us is in the neighborhood of $300 per month value. So if we were to not have an agreement with Saddle Mountain and we had to go out and purchase all of those just for the wireless quality service, it wouldn't benefit the city.
Stan?
Yes.
Saddle Mountain, the only place or the only business in town that would have wireless?
No, there are other people that have wireless. Computer Cal, for example, has wireless. They're already tied into the fiber optic network. They have an agreement apparently with the hospital and they're transmitting from their fiber link at the hospital off of the roof by the heliport. But so for them to make the similar agreement with us wouldn't make sense for them because it cost them $1,500 to hook up to the fiber, and the link that they have is approximately one-third, it's approximately one-seventh of the capacity the Saddle Mountain is going to be bringing in. I couldn't find, I searched high and low trying to find if there were other options, if there was any other source of fiber optics other than Knoll Communications, if there was any other viable partner to work with, and I couldn't find any.
Any more questions?
Okay.
Thank you. I would accept the motion to approve the fiber access and use agreement with Saddle Mountain Wireless as presented.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Item number six, ALSCO ALSCO agreement with City Hall and the Police Department.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. The City Council approved an agreement with ALSCO when we first moved into the City Hall building with the Police Department connected to us in 1997. And they maintain and clean and replace the various rugs that you see in the entrances and in the kitchens throughout the building. There's a separate contract that they have with Public Works, so this is just for this building. And attached to the agenda memo is a 3-year service agreement with ALSCO to continue that services. We pay them approximately $1,300 per year for the carpet services for this building. And we do recommend that the council carry a motion to approve the new 3-year service agreement with ALSCO for maintenance and cleaning of the various rugs throughout the City Hall and Police Department building. Questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd entertain a motion to approve the ALSCO maintenance agreement.
Make that motion.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the 3-year service agreement with ALSCO for maintenance and cleaning of various rugs throughout City Hall and the police building. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Ordinance to name a new street.
Street names are usually proposed by a developer and approved during the platting and planning process. OMC 1132-100 provides that the council can change or rename or name an existing or newly established street. When the Buck Commercial plat was finalized, it did not include a name for the street approach that goes west off of Broadway.
That is this little section right here. Does everybody know where that is? The bend is down here. This is the corner of Finch and South Broadway.
The planning department is working on the development of Lot 3 in the Buck Commercial plat, therefore it is necessary to name the street approach, and the council can do this with the adoption of an ordinance. I provided you an ordinance in your packet. We suggest that we create a street name plan for the development of this area to be of mountains, mountain ranges, or similar names. And Adams County reviews all suggested street names to assure that they don't conflict with names that are already established in the county. And that's mainly because of the 911 system. They don't want, well, we do have a couple right now. We have Rainier Road and Rainier Street. And I know that it might, is there
Saddle,
another one?
I think, is there a Saddle Road and Saddle Street?
Well, we don't have a Saddle Street, but I think there's a couple more. And I don't know.
Pine?
Park?
Pine.
And Parks. Park Lane and Park Street. And there may be a few more. So we sent over a list of names and had them look at them. And on your agenda memo, we, you know, struck out the ones that they said, nope, don't use. Because there's either already one established or a very similar name. With the planning department working on the development, we have to address the building and we need to name that street approach. Staff recommends that the council carry a motion to adopt an ordinance naming Alpine Street within the city of Othello. Are there any questions or any suggestions? We gave you a list and we'll go with whatever you want.
We have an association here with Mount St. Helens. Does that come up at all?
We could use that too. We always think about, okay, it's going to be on an address, someone writing out their address, you know, is that going to be easy? It's going to, you know, we'll name it whatever you guys want.
My wife once suggested Wajitas, but she didn't know how to spell it. So
how do you spell it?
Or pronounce it.
So that was a bad one.
Yeah, we'll go with whatever. There we go. And then we'll just establish that areas with some street names, and that'll go in our street plan, our name plan.
What business is going in there?
Isn't that the All American Propane?
Yes.
Yeah, All American Propane. You feel lucky?
Yeah. And there's the potential that this will go out and around. Well, that's sort of in a way. Doesn't that road street already come out around that would be approved? So there's a potential of more development out there, too.
Truthfully, Alpine doesn't do much for me. I think 11th when I hear that.
We, as staff, we wanted Cascade, but that went right off. They were like, nope, there's already a conflict with that. So we just started with A's.
You're stuck on mounts, you can use Stewart.
This may take a while. Everybody's coming up with a different name.
Yeah, we would like to take care of this tonight if possible because of their development plans.
Mark is short.
With all the future development we're going to have, well, it won't take long to go through this list anyway, will it?
How about Summit?
Summit? Summit Street? There are going to be streets out there.
Summit Street. I don't want to see Mount St. Helens. It's Summit to Mount St. Helens.
That would work.
I guess, you know, what we could do here is, do we have a motion to name the street Alpine Street? I mean, I'd entertain a motion to do that.
Go with the bees.
So I'm going to go through these lists one at a time. Okay, we get a motion here.
Somebody's got to say something.
Wait, you have an agreement. You have two for Summit. Anybody else for Summit?
We'll make a motion.
Okay, I move that we name the new street Summit Street.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded that the new street be named Summit Street. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Was that Deaver?
That's going to be long.
So can I clarify, was that motion to adopt the ordinance?
You can see the summit going west. You can see the summit to Mount St. Helens right there.
I think it's Mount Rainier.
Mount Rainier.
We're good, Debbie.
Item number 8, unfinished business. Item number 9, new business.
I got one item when we got Whitaker here. I'm just reading this, the new Tim Hyman initiative. Do you know much about that? If you could explain to us how it's going to affect us.
I don't know much about it. All I know is it'll cost you money.
Great.
It's just a limitation on property tax. Again.
Yeah, because my understanding is it kind of limits deposits. It's based on deposits that the city makes.
Yeah, I think it's the document I sent everybody. I think if you read on, then I copied a couple articles with that. So that'll help you with it. If you have any other questions, come in and we'll go over it together.
Depends on who reads the fine print on that one, I think.
Yeah.
Relay for Life is July 24th. This event is well supported by our community. Please help with your support. New census data shows Othello's population increased by 110 from last year. So that puts us up pretty close to 7,000.
6540. I was going to look that up today. I didn't get to. I think it's, what is it 6540, Debbie?
No, yeah. Right.
Yeah. I thought it would be more than that.
Maybe next year.
6595. Classic Car Club show is this weekend, Friday night at City Hall, and then Saturday at Kiwanis Park. Jeff Utech, superintendent from Coyote Ridge, has asked for a meeting tomorrow at 3 p.m. here at City Hall. I sent Jeff and the governor a letter last month asking why Spokane and other cities have work crews and Othello still doesn't. I know, Dan, you brought the article in from Spokane.
Yes.
Would you like to be at that meeting tomorrow? We can have three council members there. 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
A couple other council members would like to attend possibly. Okay. Oh, Dan and Ken are going to be there, and
I'll be there.
Okay, Mark.
I'll
That'll just about do it. Anything more is a quorum. So, but it's interesting, and we did get him here, and you know, because we sent a letter to the governor, he needs to respond. And I don't know if it's going to be positive or not, but at least if we have some council members there, we can ask some real pointed questions of why these other communities are getting served and we're not. So we'll look forward to the meeting tomorrow at 3. Mayor's luncheon is Wednesday, July 15th at the Othello Senior Center. The city of Othello has received a request for a cable television franchise renewal from Northland Cable. I need three council members to kind of be on a committee to sit down and go through this. This Northland Cable agreement here and with them and come back to council with a recommendation.
I think I volunteered for that.
See, I think we did. And I appointed Mark because he wasn't here. Yeah.
He's got a stand-out.
Pass that down to Ken. And then there was somebody else volunteered that night because Mark was the third person. And I said, I'd be an alderman if you didn't want to do it. I would.
Do you know a date and stuff? Or?
We haven't scheduled it yet.
What day is that?
I'm sorry?
What day?
We haven't scheduled the date yet.
I'll take it. I'm Marcy, call you, whatever's best for everybody.
Ken, Tim, and Mark.
What is that?
It's the mayor's luncheon. Are you serving lunch? No, the seniors serve lunch.
But, what is the mayor's luncheon?
Well, we meet once a month with the with the county and the port, and usually a port member and a county commissioner, and their managers, and just kind of brainstorm. We've been doing this for almost 3 years.
Yeah.
Nobody invited me.
And to be quite honest with you, almost everything that we have achieved, we've achieved collectively with them, with the county, with the port, with the city. We've helped them, they've helped us, and it works out really well. Go ahead.
I don't know whether it's city council or not, but Wednesday, because I didn't comment on that, I'm going to go over to Olympia and meet with the Department of Transportation, trying to find out what a scenic byway is. We've got an interpretation of a state, and we've got an interpretation from the federal government. And it seems like we've got a new bill that came up this last session, and there's some real question of what's going on. So what they've done, they've pulled in a group of people from the state of Washington on tourism and scenic byways, and I happen to be selected as one of those people, so I'm going to go put my two bits in with the Department of Transportation, see if we can figure out what we're talking about. So I don't know any more than that, but I will be there in Olympia Wednesday morning.
Hopefully you'll know more when you come back.
Probably not.
Yeah. The state, the feds, and now you have the Department of Transportation. You've got three to go instead of two.
Are there any other comments that the council would like to make?
Just a point of information. The senior center is negotiating to pave their parking lot at the cost of about $17,000. But older people have a hard time negotiating the gravel parking lot with a walker, and so they're looking at that, and that will be in addition to the senior center, I think. And so just plenty of information, that's all. They talked about doing it when they did the streets.
Yeah, if they could time it to when the city's doing a big pour.
They have all the stuff to do at Hiawatha and Lutakaga.
Right.
But I mean, Lutakaga.
They could probably set up charges.
So they'll set up some down there. So that'll save a lot of stuff. But Anyhow, it'll be in addition to the building and
we've been seniors. When we first started these mayor luncheons, we were down at the old hotel, mm-hmm. and then we moved up to the senior center when Ken closed it up, and we've been up there, and their food's good and the atmosphere's good, and you see a lot of people up there on those days. So with that, we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you.
That's tomorrow at 3, right?
Summit. I like that.